Yesterday's first annual Snake Oil Awards, hosted by Repower America in St. Petersburg, was full of lies and deceit, corporation corruption, and environmental disaster. Repower America spokesman Blake Williams says the organizations honored in these awards all sold Americans their own brand of snake oil.
2010 was sort of a remarkable year for a number of reasons. First, we had a number of huge environmental disasters, from the BP spill here in Florida to a large oil spill up in southwest Michigan to the coal mine disasters in West Virginia. And on top of that, you had these same sort of industries responsible for these huge disasters spend untold amounts of money, huge amounts of money on campaign contributions, lobbying, and outside advertising over this past year. So our goal was to sort of highlight the accomplishments or non-accomplishments of these organizations and what they've done over this past year to sort of block clean energy initiatives.
Sierra Club representative Phil Compton acted as master of ceremonies. He says these organizations have worked hard throughout the year to obtain such an honor.
Koch Industries, for one, put a lot of money into the failed effort to roll back California's move towards clean energy. And the American Petroleum Institute, a year and a half ago, were going around our state telling us it was safe if we drilled 3 miles off our beaches. We stood up and said, and, you know, people in Florida got enough sense. Of course, BP helped drive that point home. But if the American Petroleum Institute had its way, we'd have oil wells right off our beaches here.
Other than Koch Industries and American Petroleum, BP, responsible for the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, and Massey Industries, responsible for the explosion that killed 29 miners earlier this year, were all vying for America and Florida's dirtiest corporation. And the winners are...
This is the 2010 Florida Snake Oil Salesman of the Year Award, and it goes to... You're not going to believe BP!
Yeah! BP's former president, Tony Hayward, made an impromptu appearance for their win as Florida's most dishonest corporation.
Thank you all, Hill. Thank you all. We are as excited to accept this award as we are to have our lives back. We here at BP recognize...
And Koch Industries took the big prize of the night, winning America's vote for the worst corporation. Repower America took the liberty of preparing a speech of what they thought Koch might say about such an honor.
Nominees. There are so many people to thank. The Tea Party, the lobbyists, those congressmen and senators who took our money. The list goes on and on.
And award attendees like Jude Bigate say the corporations aren't the only ones that deserve a taste of their own medicine.
Our government also should have a bit of that snake oil dosed onto them, because their regulations aren't stringent enough, and the ones that they do have are not enforced.
American Petroleum spokesperson Carlton Carroll says these awards were a distraction from API's larger focus of creating jobs and energy for the future. BP, Koch Industries, and Massey Industries did not return our calls for comment by deadline. For residents hoping to learn more about what these corporations are doing to our environment, the Sierra Club will hold a Gulf Oil Disaster Forum tonight at the University of South Florida St. Petersburg campus to let residents hear what scientists have to say about the effects of this year's oil spill on the Gulf of Mexico. For WMNF in St. Petersburg, I'm Sarah Curran.